Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Pat Sheridan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Durrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi bunts towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheridan. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Sheridan steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gene Nelson now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Hairston moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Collins steals second. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry bunts towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ray Searage now pitching. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheridan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Boston reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Bob James now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Greg Walker. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Lowry and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Cangalosi now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing first base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.